Today is Wednesday, August 4th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Whew. I'm trying to get this recorded. I value my listeners, and I'm trying to get this recorded and edited in about 15 minutes time, which is going to be impossible to do. I'm going to have to do a short episode because, look, I mean, it's for me because Mark and I don't have a shiny Dialga in Pokemon, and Mark and I are going, but where we're going to, it's raid hour from 6 to 7. I know I'm giving way too much explanation here, but it's raid hour from 6 to 7, and my work meeting went until 5:15. I told them I had a hard stop, which I did, because I have plans. But I don't know. So, but I'm trying to squeeze this in, and I ran downstairs to get a drink, and he said, "Oh my God, you're cutting this too close." And it doesn't matter. It's for me. He's already got four shinies or five shinies. So if we're a little bit late, it's fine. RT Cruiser, maybe he'll help us on these raids remotely. So anyway, so it's going to be a short episode, but I'm putting it out for you guys. So we've been watching gymnastics, and it is so difficult not to be spoiled. I will say this, and I don't know the results, so I can't spoil anyone. Simone Biles did join in for the balance beam, which happened yesterday or day before, but we're just watching it. And but I've been trying to not be spoiled, and I will say this. The Peacock app, the NBC app, has the fully uncut versions of all of these. And it's so much better to watch than the primetime version. Because the primetime, I like gymnastics. Like, I really enjoy watching gymnastics and seeing all the twists and turns and wishing I had learned how to do that when I was younger. Maybe I would have been in better shape if I'd have been doing gymnastics. And so anyway, I really enjoy watching it. And they have the full 4 hours a day or whatever, including the medal ceremony. Now, you can forward through that, but I mean, you see every, but the prime time, they literally show the USA and like one other country, like the top country. And you don't see anybody else. In fact, one of the ones we were watching, they didn't even show all of the USA. They just showed the ones that we would care about, like the high scoring or the ones where somebody fell or something. And the rest, they were just like, oh, and so-and-so just did this and she scored that and it was it. And I want to see the whole thing. So we've been watching it on the Peacock app. But the problem with that is you have to wait. And I don't know if maybe if you pay for the app, they give it to you sooner. But we don't pay. We have the free version. And we have to wait a couple of days before it's available on the app. And trying not to be spoiled is because it just is not as much fun. Like, part of the fun is being stressed out and going, oh my God, she's on the balance beam. Is she going to fall? What's her score going to be? And if you already know somebody didn't win a medal or did win a medal, then you know they probably did horribly or they probably did very well. So once you know that, all the edge of your seat sort of excitement kind of goes out the window. But anyway, we've been watching that and I've been enjoying it. And again, I'm thinking the world championships or something for men and women are happening in the fall. And I was thinking, you know what? There's an app. I think I am going to pay for that app and start watching collegiate and Olympic gymnastics all year long. Cause I enjoy it. That is a sport. I mean, you know, I'm butch. I like sports. I'm going to get a cold beer. I'm going to watch gymnastics. Damn it. So, I was still talking about the weekend, but nothing really else happened. I mean, I picked up my parents at the airport on Saturday. Sunday, I got up early and I was a good boyfriend and I vacuumed the floor and I mowed the front yard. I will just say again about mowing with the battery powered lawnmower, it does not do well with really thick, tall, and or wet grass. The battery will overheat and it'll turn red. Well, it doesn't turn red, but there's a light on the battery that's either green, yellow, or red. And it'll start flashing red and the lawnmower will shut off. And our grass is, I guess, very healthy right now, and it's very thick, and it's growing really fast. And even though I have it on almost the tallest setting, I have it one from the tallest, because I'm deciding I like a little bit taller grass as well. It looks greener and fuller and nicer. I'm trying to compete for the best yard in the neighborhood contest. And I really like it. And so, but the battery powered mower does not handle it well. And the grass was wet. So every time I would hit a thick patch of grass, which was basically the entire lawn, it would, and I'd have to wait till it stopped blinking and then start it again. It was very frustrating. Gas powered mowers do not have that problem. They go. Like, I've never had a gas-powered mower die because of how thick the grass was. Ever. I know, it's probably better for the environment and all that. And I did buy a battery-powered lawnmower because I thought, oh yeah, save the environment. I'm not going to use gas. And also, I don't like to go to the gas station and try to fill up those little portable gas tanks. It's a pain in the butt. I don't know. So anyway, so I did that, and then nothing much of note. We did our grocery shopping and everything on Sunday because I had to start cooking. I will say this, I bought groceries the last 2 weeks and I've had 5 containers of meat go bad because I didn't feel like cooking and I didn't get them in the freezer fast enough. So I had to throw away about 5 containers of ground turkey last night. I'm such a bad person. So anyway, we did that. We watched Olympics. That was pretty much the whole weekend. And then I haven't really done anything other than work this week, but I will say this. I love to learn. And so I decided I know. I'm going to start 5 new businesses. I'm going to learn multiple things. I'm going to do Pride 48. I'm going to play trumpet. And I'm going to travel. And I'm also going to have a full-time job. I have way too much on my plate. But I was just Googling around and I was like, you know what? Maybe I should learn machine learning and artificial intelligence. Because I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Maybe I would really enjoy machine learning. And that's a high-paying field and it's in demand right now. So I found a course online and I thought, you know what? I'm going to take the course. Last night, after I went to bed, I put the course on my phone and I was watching it. And he starts talking about something called cost function. Cost function? I think so. Math. And he starts putting those symbols that nobody knows the meaning of on there and going, oh yeah, it's just a simple linear regression. I was like, what the hell? I didn't know I needed to know math, or at least I didn't know I needed to know calculus. Those symbols confuse me. Now I feel like if I want to do this, I have to go back and take a calculus course, and I ain't got no time for that. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.